Hey there, this is Brianna. I just finished answering a message to a client and I thought the info might be helpful to you as well. If you or someone you know or love is experiencing adrenal fatigue, these are some of my top beauty tips. If you are going through this, my heart goes out to you. Big hugs. I've been there. I know it's hard. It can get better. If you have no idea what adrenal fatigue is, basically, in a nutshell, it is when a bout of massive stress or extreme burnout causes a person's body to revolt. Their adrenal glands aren't functioning optimally anymore. They feel exhausted all the time, yet they usually have a really hard time sleeping. And more often than not, there's a complete imbalance in all sorts of other hormones going on in the body. And a whole host of health concerns can arise from all of this. And it's very in-depth and very complicated and very hard to heal and very, very common. One of the main things that a lot of people with adrenal fatigue start to experience is an onset of sensitivity. All of a sudden, they'll start reacting to things that they never did before. Usually, it's because the nervous system is completely whacked out and chemicals or ingredients that you've used in the past just don't agree with you anymore. So one of my top tips, if you're experiencing adrenal fatigue, is to make sure that the products that you are using are as gentle and as mild as they possibly can. Avoid a lot of chemically type ingredients and use more natural ingredients. If you make any changes in your regimen, change one product at a time. Changing a whole bunch of things may create this kind of crazy reaction in your system, and your skin may react and you won't know what you're reacting to. My next tip is for the pigment. A lot of times when your adrenal glands get out of whack, your reproductive hormones can too. And when we have an imbalance in the hormones, sometimes in women and men, but mostly women, we will get excess pigmentation in the skin, known as melasma. It's kind of this patchy, masky looking discoloration that's really faint. It's not dark like a freckle, but kind of like this light mocha color. Usually it'll happen underneath the eyes, above the lip, and sometimes on the forehead or the brow. This type of pigmentation is really stubborn, and it does require consistent work and effort to make it fade away. But I want you to know that anytime you start to see this happening, you gotta make sure you're good with your sunscreen, and you gotta make sure you reapply it. Use a sunscreen that has zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, not ones that have all sorts of chemical sunscreen filters. Use something that is more of a physical protection, like a block. Even though the FDA says we can't really call them sunblocks anymore, we have to call them sunscreens, but zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are more protective, in my opinion, of the UV rays. And zinc is also very anti-inflammatory, and people experiencing adrenal fatigue usually have a tremendous amount of inflammation going on in the body, so I find it to be very helpful overall. If you experience something that I experienced that was highly, highly embarrassing, and that is super red bloodshot eyes, and not just your eyeballs, but all around your eyes. If people are wondering, have you been drinking or have you not slept in days? And you know that this is actually not what's going on, and it's kind of embarrassing when somebody at 9 a.m. says, hey, have you been drinking? You look hungover or you look drunk. This is actually because your body is being flooded with adrenaline and all sorts of hormones that you don't really need circulating through your system, but can cause this kind of inflammatory reaction. And a lot of people struggling with challenges with their adrenal glands get this kind of red bloodshot look. I typically recommend steering clear of any pinks, purples, or plum eyeshadow. Make sure that you don't have anything with kind of a rosy hue going on up there. That'll accentuate it. Use a concealer, a natural concealer. I use my Natural Mineral Cream Concealer, and I actually put it right up underneath the eye and onto the waterline, that wet part just above the bottom lashes. That neutralizes the red color there and makes it look like you're not so bloodshot. So those are some of my top beauty tips for anyone experiencing adrenal fatigue. There's so much more to talk about on this topic, but we'll get into that later. But these are the things I shared with my client, and I wanted to share them with you. And I want to share, you can get better. It does get better. Take care of yourself. Be well. Love yourself. You're going to be okay.